What this is, we're going to bring in actually 1,600 Service Corps members, and these are young people between the ages of 18 and 24, and they're going to be devoted solely to disaster preparedness, our response, and also our long-term and our recovery efforts. They actually won't replace any of our current disaster personnel, but is be an additional workforce to supplement and to support our current disaster reserve workforce. Last year, we saw one of the busiest years we've ever had at FEMA. We, you know, there were over $14 billion disasters across the country, and we're looking for ways for a couple of things to help, you know, respond to these disasters, but also opportunities for young people to look at emergency management as a possible career opportunity as well.
Now, will these people be volunteers, or are they paid?
We're going to be working with AmeriCorps. This is going to be a joint venture between FEMA and AmeriCorps, the Corporation for National Community Service, where people who would normally serve in AmeriCorps, they receive a very small stipend, and then once they complete their 10 months, years of service, that then they'll be able to get an additional help with their, if they have any college loans or loans, or if they need any help going to college as well. But the majority of the time, they're going to be working in service to our country, especially during times of disasters.
So what will they actually do? Say a hurricane struck and there's flooding and wreckage, what would they do?
We actually have a number of jobs that they'll be able to do. Some will be doing some community relations. Some will be working with the individual survivors after a disaster, helping with individual assistance, also public assistance, like if there are facilities that are gone, working in some of our disaster recovery centers, all in a way that they'll actually be able to help the survivors during a disaster in a whole number of ways. They'll receive their training through AmeriCorps at one of their five campuses, and then that training will be then supplemented with additional training from FEMA on the specialty areas, some that I just mentioned.
How will you decide to send these people into service and when?
We'll be utilizing these people as we would disaster reservists. Obviously, these are not part of our urban search and rescue teams. They're very specialized teams. But after a disaster during a city or a county or a town is starting to recover, to help them rebuild, to actually be there and work with the community and help people through the process. We suspect that a lot of folks will go to a scene of a disaster and then help and be there, you know, for months and months, maybe their entire time. They'll be there. We utilized this a long-term relationship we've had with AmeriCorps, where we, you know, work with them for individual disasters in very specific responsibilities. For example, in Joplin, Missouri, after the tornadoes there, AmeriCorps helped with all the volunteers, organizing the volunteers. But this is going to give us that full-time workforce that'll be able to respond out to disasters.
We're speaking with Rich Serino, the deputy administrator at FEMA. In fact, earlier this morning, we were talking about the Corporation for National Community Service. I guess we'd heard of all of the components of it, like AmeriCorps and Senior Corps, but didn't know about the umbrella organization for some reason. Now, the what about seniors? They're going to be deployed to VA. Any looking by FEMA at the possibility of using seniors in some capacity, maybe, you know, after the disaster crisis has passed?
Well, there's a whole network of volunteers. FEMA during a disaster is not someone that we can't do this alone. This is something we have to do with what we call the whole of community, bringing together the, you know, the not just federal, state, local governments and tribal governments, but also bringing together the private sector, the faith-based community, and the large volunteers that the faith-based community bring together, as well as bringing together all the national voluntary organizations such as the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, many others, and bringing together the entire gamut of folks, as well as the public and the true volunteers. I've seen it across the country responding to disasters over the last many years. It's really heartwarming as much as you see a disaster to see the outpouring of help with volunteers from across the country when a disaster strikes. And here there's opportunities for people to volunteer through their local churches, through their local Red Cross, many different organizations that people help out in disasters. And that's how we get through this, not just with FEMA. It is a whole community effort.
What kinds of training are you going to give these people?
We're going to give these people training. Obviously, they're going to get the basic AmeriCorps training, but then in addition to that, going to receive training on how to work in a disaster recovery center, how to work what we call some of our community relations, but our missions where we're going out to actually look, assess what's going on, inform, and then report back. What we call AIR is a way for people to go out and give us some eyes and ears on the ground early on, as well as, going out and helping people, whether it be in shelters, whether it be helping people just fill out some of the basic forms and trying to get to the survivors the best help that they need.
And how much is this going to cost?
This is actually, in the long term, actually going to save us some money because we're not going to have to pay the members of FEMA Corps as much as we pay, obviously, some of our reservists. As we continue, if we were to expand our reservists, we can utilize some of these folks even less. So we actually look in the first year to potentially save in the tens of millions of dollars.
And while we have you, judging from this past winter, it's been fairly mild in a lot of the country. So are you down in terms of numbers of disasters to respond to so far in 2012 versus last year when you said there were 14 that were at least $1 billion?
Well, we've actually seen, you know, it's been a very busy year. Even though we haven't had a severe winter, we have seen, you know, early
fires, I guess.
We'll see a lot of fires. We'll also potentially see, we've seen tornadoes coming much earlier in the season in northern in the country than we normally would this time of year because it's been so warm earlier. So we've seen the devastating tornadoes as well as there was a tornado touchdown last night in Texas and Oklahoma, I believe. So it's still a very busy year. We're always ready for the next disaster. We never know when the next disaster could strike, so we always look to be ready.
What can other agencies learn from the way FEMA is taking in this approach, even if they're not in the disaster recovery business?
What we're looking at is this is a way that, you know, for many things we can work across government. We didn't necessarily need to go out and duplicate putting together a whole system to bring in 18 to 24-year-olds. There was already AmeriCorps, the Corporation for National Community Service. So working with other existing federal agencies to leverage what they have in order to help the mission and for us to help the survivors after a disaster. It also gives opportunities for young people to get involved, creating, if you will, you know, pathways to work for young people. But it also helps promote an ethic, a national service for young people if they didn't necessarily want to join the military. But here's another way that people can come in and help serve the country. And this is, you know, giving us a way to help, as I mentioned, you know, modernizing the government operations to really help improve performance and looking at doing this in a way that is strengthening our nation's disaster response capability at the same time.
And this program is up and running now and you are in recruitment mode?
Yes, we had signed an agreement. We announced it last week. And if there are people who are interested or know someone who is interested, there's a couple of ways that they can look into FEMA Corps. They can go to www.fema.gov or at AmeriCorps' website at www.americorps.gov. And there's a link there for FEMA Corps.